Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Yudalid. We start at the Mishnah at the top of the Omid, where the Mishnah begins, HaShoychit b'Shabbos u'b'yoyim HaKippurim. Rachman litzlon, someone shechted on Shabbos on Yom Kippur.
What do you mean the Kohen Gadol?
It's a voda, it's not a crime.
We're talking about a person that was not eligible or entitled to go and shecht. What happens if you have pikuach nefesh? Yeah, we're talking about a situation where, unfortunately, what he did was wrong. Like the Mishnah says, Afu Pishim is Chayib ben Avshoy. The Kohen Gadol who's shechting the Soir or the Par on Yom Kippur, he's not Mischai ben Avshoy. He's Mizaki ben Avshoy. He's doing what he's supposed to. This person who shechted the Shabbos Yom Kippur did not do what he was supposed to. He's Mischai ben Avshoy. Shabbos, of course, is a din of Skila. So Rashi tells us, Yom Kippur, although there's no din of Skila, but it's also a din of Kores. So that's the expression, Mischai ben Avshoy. So I would think, oui, this shechita is foy, terrible. So the Mishnah, nevertheless, the shechita is kosher after all. Even though he did a terrible, terrible sin, the shechita is kosher.
I thought you're not allowed to profit in any way from a sin.
We're not profiting. He's not going to sell it or anything. He just wants to go and eat from it. What you're saying is, we're going to have a Mir Teshem in Mesechtes Tmura. There's going to be a Machloikis. Kol Madi Ov Oser Rachmona I Ovid Mahani Uloi Mahani. Where the Torah has prohibited an act, I Ovid Mahani. Did that act work nevertheless? In our case, for instance, where the person violated Shabbos or Yom Kippur, he is Chas V'Sholem, he's Mischai Ben Avshei, it was over a terrible Isser. So there's a Machloikis, I Ovid Mahani or Loi Mahani, can he still have not Hanoah, but was his act effective to be a valid Shechita? Our Mishnah says, yes. Others disagree. I'm assuming that the Gemara, although it doesn't discuss it today, may go into it tomorrow or the next day, because there's a lengthy discussion today about the first part of our Mishnah. But in fact, this is a major machloikis in Masechtas Tumura, if anything that the Torah asserted, I Ovid Mahani, if he actually did it help, or Loi Mahani, or did it not help? Zokti Mar Omer Avunam, Dorash Chia Barav Mishmei Derav, says Avuna, in the name ultimately of Rav, that even though our Mishnah says Shchitosik Sheira, so you're allowed to eat from this Shchita, however, Asura Bachila Liyoyimo, but on that day, on that Shabbos, certainly on Yom Kippur, you don't even have to talk about Yom Kippur because you cannot eat on Yom Kippur anyway, but on that Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and eat from that Shchita. Rashi adds, even if the person decides to go and eat it raw, so you don't have a problem of cooking it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, on that day, you're not allowed to go and eat. How does Rav know that? Rashi says, because since our Mishnah puts together Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and just like in Yom Kippur, obviously he could not eat, so our Mishnah means to intimate that on Shabbos you also not allowed to go and eat. Motzei Shabbos, yes, but not on that Shabbos. V'nasim chavraya lemeimar, Rashi says v'nasim means the bnei ha-yeshiva who were listening to this shir of Rav Huna in the name of Chiba Rav, the name of Rav, said in all likelihood, nasim chavraya lemeimar, they speculated and they wished to say that this Rav is based on Rabbi Yehudahi, on a Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, and since Rabbi Yehuda held in another context, and Isser Achila L'Yoyma, here too, Rav borrows that and uses that to explain his halacha on this Mishnah, that even though the Mishnah says you're allowed to eat from the Shechita, but not on that day. And from here till the end of today's daf, the Gemara is going to go and ask, which Rabbi Yehuda are you talking about? We're not talking about different Rabbi Yehudas, we're talking about the same Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, the same Tana Rabbi Yehuda. The question is, which Rabbi Yehuda and which connection? We're going to bring several different Rabbi Yehudas throughout Shas and say, oh, maybe that's the Rabbi Yehuda that the Talmidim and the Yeshiva ascribe the din of Rav to. Rabbi Shlomo from Eretz Yisrael wants to say something. We can't hear you.
We shouldn't have to eat levatis from Yom Kippur. We know that on anything, Shabbat or on a chag, we know you can't, if you slaughter something, you can't eat it that day.
How do you know? How do you know?
Is this the original point where we know it from?
What you are referring to is the Gemara Mishnah, which we're going to start learning tomorrow. If you turn to Tezvav Amid Aleph, five lines from the top of the Amid, the Gemara talks about Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yochal b'Mezid Lo Yochal. Divrei Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm b'Shogeg Yochal Matzah Shabbos b'Mezid Lo Yochal Lomis. Why can you not eat it on Shabbos itself? You have to wait L'Matzah Shabbos, because you're not supposed to have Hano'ah from the commission of the Isra on Shabbos, which was what Ariel was referring to earlier, and therefore you have to wait B'Chtei Shiyasu. So that mitzvah we're going to explore tomorrow. Very good that you brought it ready up now. But in the meantime, the Gemara is trying to find another Rebbe Yehuda in a different context, who would be the author, or to whom we can go and point and say, oh, Rav is following Rebbe Yehuda, and that's why he's saying that today on Shabbos, Osir Bachil. So which one is Rebbe Yehuda? Hi, Rebbe Yehuda. Amir Rebbe Abba, Rebbe Yehuda de Hachonahi. It's Rebbe Yehuda of Hilchos Hachona. As you'll see, as we go through the next few lines, it might be more appropriate for us to think in terms of Rebbe Yehuda de Muktza. But Muktza is really the flip, the other side of the coin when you're talking about Hachona. Because something which is Mukhan, it's not Muktza. Something which is Muktza means you were Maktzit Midas, you had no intention to go and use it, to touch it, to have any Hanoh from it, and therefore when it comes Shabbos, stay away, it's Muktza. So the word Hachon over here is not like Hachon, we're going to be Mechon and do something and prepare to cover Shabbos. Hachon really over here means Muktza. Then we learned in the Mishnah. Which date in the Mishnah? Mishnah in Mesechtes Beyah, Mesechtes Shabbos, it talks about it's Shabbos now, and I want to go and feed my animals. Says the Mishnah, Mechatchen Isa Diluin Lefnei Abahema. You're allowed to go and take Diluin. Diluin are gourds, which are relatively hard. We're not talking about something which is Mechubala Karka, because then if you would go and be Chotzer, you'd be over on one of the Lamed Tes Malachas known as Chotzer. So we're talking about something which is already Tolush, and you're cutting it up and giving it to your Behema on Shabbos. V'yes Anavela. Or you're cutting up the nevela to give lefnei haklovim, to give it to your dogs. The Gemara doesn't focus on the diluin lefnei habihema. The assumption is that the reason why there might be a havam in it that you could not do it is because diluin is nice and hard, as well as diluin could be that you intended originally to give it for human consumption, but on Shabbos you decided to go and cut it into pieces, even though it means you're exerting more energy, as well as if you intended originally to go and give these diluin to and as a machal odam, to give it now to behema, you're now going and switching from one to the other. And as we'll see in the Gemara, another couple of lines, we do not necessarily say that muchan li odam have a muchan li klovim, or in this case, muchan li behema. We'll talk about that in Yetz Hashem shortly. The focus is going to be on the nevela lefnei haklavim, and the focus is not going to be in the Tana Kama, but rather on Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Rabbi Yehuda that we want to say is the inspiration for Rav's halacha. So what does it say in this Mishnah? Ves a nevela lefnei haklavim. You're allowed to go and cut up a nevela. And the important ingredient for this Gemara is, even if this nevela became a nevela today, on Shabbos, which means on Erev Shabbos, this behema was alive and kicking, maybe not kicking, but at least it was alive. And unfortunately, Shabbos morning, the family wakes up and they find that their cherished cow has expired overnight.
Kind of nolad, as it were.
Exactly. No, this misa is a form of nolad, a brand new situation, which we didn't have until now. I think more later on is going to use the term nolad, as we'll see. Anyway, so then, this nevela is a new situation. Before Shabbos, you had in mind for this animal, presumably, that eventually it would be used for achilas adam, much more valuable to go and use it for human beings, especially for Jews, than if you're going to go and just give it to the behemoth, which it's only worth just a fraction of its value. But anyway, but now it's a nevela. Nevela cannot be eaten by Jews. Therefore, what are you going to use it for? Oh, it's mutter bano, like we said yesterday in the Gemara. You had the goy that did the shechita, it was a nevela, but it's still mutter bano. So therefore this nevela is ultimate bano, and you're allowed to go and cut it up and give it to the klovim on Shabbos as dog food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Emloi hoysa nevela mi'erev Shabbos. If it was still alive on Friday, asura, lefisha eina min hamuchan, meaning that it's muktza. And in fact, the Mor Masechta Shabbos has that term, migud iskatzoi lebein hashmoshois iskatzoi lechol hayom kula. What does that mean? If it was its katzoy, it was muktzah at the time of Ben Hashmoshes on Friday night. Why would it have been muktzah on Friday night? Because you don't have any mindset to go and eat this animal on Shabbos. There's no way you could eat the animal on Shabbos. It's osur b'shchita, even though ultimately he did go and shecht it. But since you're not allowed to, so the mindset of a Jew is on Erev Shabbos, when it comes lechzin, when it comes shkia time, if I cannot eat it on Shabbos, it's going to be muktzah. So now what happened? It died a natural death, and therefore now it's a nevela. Still, since it was muktzah b'bein hashmoshes, it's muktzah l'kol yom kula, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lehoyz and nevela b'erev Shabbos, asu l'fisha eina min hamuchan. So that is the Mishnah, and now the Gemara derives from that. Alma, kiven d'loy itchen me'esmoil, since it was not muchan for eating on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because this animal was still a live animal. Then Asura, says Rabbi Yehuda, today on Shabbos it's Asur. He'll of course be moida the Matzah Shabbos after Havdalah. You can go and serve it to the Klovim. That's no issue. But on Shabbos you cannot. It's Hochanami here too. When we're talking about the behemah in our Mishnah, that someone shechted on Shabbos, kiven d'loy itchen me'esmoil, since it was not muchan u'mezuman to be geshechted on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, because you're not allowed to, then I say if it's not muchan, that means it's mukta, and therefore it's asur. Then you're not allowed to go in the case of that Mishnah, you're not allowed to give it to the klovim because it's mukta. And in the case of our Mishnah, you cannot go and give it to eat today. And that's why Rav says that although our Mishnah says, Shechdos or Kshera, yes, but only after Shabbos, not on Shabbos itself, because it wasn't mucham from before Shabbos. Therefore it became mukta, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Yeah.
If the person planned his crime, Me'er of Shabbos,
We love you would not give any credence to that machshava because it was a machshava asura against Shabbos. Zokimar, so l'choira we have Baruch Hashem located the Rabbi Yehuda. Not so quickly. Amalei Abaye, midami. How can you compare? Hasami kara muchan li adam v'hashem muchan leklavim. Originally, it was muchan li adam. What means it was muchan li adam? Like any normal regular animal, you think of it that at some point in time, you're going to go and shecht it, and then you're going to go and serve it to human beings, to people. Hashda, as a result of the fact that it changed now from a live animal to an avela, it's muchan leklavim. And therefore, that's why in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, it was muktzah, it was not muchan umzuman leklavim from Erev Shabbos. Migud is katzoy lebein hashmoshes, it's katzoy lekol yom kula. Therefore, it's also nothing to talk about. But hach in our case, meikara muchan liadam, mihasha muchan liadam, before Shabbos and before Yom Kippur, it was muchan liadam, not to eat it necessarily on Yom Kippur, and or on Shabbos, because it's alive, it's eve, if you would try to eat it now, it would be eve menachai. True, but nevertheless, in essence, this is muchan liadam, this cow is intended and will be used in Yetz Hashem for Achilas Adam. And now when a person shechted it on Shabbos, so he's continuing using it for the purpose that it was set out already on Erev Shabbos. That being the case, there's a fundamental difference between our case and that review of that Mishnah. Where there, it was never Ola Al Hadas at that time to go and give it to Bein. It was only Muchan Li Adam. And in that case, oh, now that the animal died, says Rabbi Yehuda, muktzah, muktzah, muktzah. It was never intended for klov, never intended for behemoth. Mashenkin, in our case, this meat was always intended to go and serve to Bnei Adam. So even though the person was over an iser, but who says as a result that it should have a din of muktzah, since in essence, this animal was muchan l'adam before, and it's muchan l'adam now, and therefore, no raya from Rabbi Yehuda. Zokti Gemara, Abaya, I'm not so sure I agree with you. Mi savas behemah b'chayel li'achil oimedes. Behemah b'chayel le'gadol oimedes. Truth be told, that when a behemah is alive, people are not thinking of the final day of the behemah's life on this earth. They're thinking in terms of, what can I get from this behemah until that final day? And in the meantime, it can be megadol v'lodois. If this animal mates with another animal, we're going to have future generations of more animals. And in that respect, it's more valuable at this time than rather than going and shechting it, because if I'm going to shecht it, then it's dead meat, I can eat it, and we're done. However, if this animal could live for another year, 5 years, 10 years, you know how many vlodis, how many generations it could bring up in the meantime? So it's far more valuable to be Megadav Lotus. That being the case, even before Shabbos, and or before Yom Kippur, don't say that it was Muchen L'Odam, meaning for human consumption. No. It was Muchen for living for a longer period of time to be able to Megadav Lotus. If you would ask the owner, do you want to go and check this within the near future? Not as long as the behemoth is healthy. I want to continue being Megadav Lotus as long as possible. It does a great job. The Gemara L'Chayr could also have said that if the Hema is nice and strong, it would be good for also doing Charisha in the field. And in other words, doing other malachas. Maybe we're talking about a female animal and not a male animal. Maybe the females were not good for Charisha. But the Maisa the Gemara is saying is, don't say it was Muchan L'Adam before and Muchan L'Adam now. It was not Muchan L'Adam, it was Muchan L'Gadav L'Adam. And now it's Muchan L'Adam. So therefore it's very similar to Rabbi Yehuda's case where we switch from Muchan L'Adam to Muchan L'Behema, and we said, oh, that's Muktzah. Right? That wasn't his intention from before. So here too, it was Muchan L'Gadav, and now we're switching it to Muchan L'Adam. So therefore, the Chayr, that is a good Rabbi Yehuda for purposes of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, I don't agree with that Svara. Why? Because he Hachim Behema Rabbi Yehuda beyond the Vechi Shechtinan. Obviously, one's allowed to go and shecht animals on Yontif to be able to consume that day, because even though Yontif, you're not allowed to do malacha, but you're allowed to do maleches oichel nefesh. Most of us are not in the shechita business, so we don't go and shecht animals on Yontif, but we all know that people do cook and warm things up on Yontif, for Yontif itself. If you want to do from Yom Tov to Shabbos, then you get into all types of problems, and that's why you have to make an Eruv Tavshilin. But you're allowed to go and cook, and you're allowed to do Melechas Oichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. So, Frey Timora, how would Rabbi Yehuda go and permit going and Shechting Behema on Yom Tov, Heche Shechtinan? Meaning, what's the Heche Shechtinan? Because before Yom Tov, this Behema was Muchan Legadel V'lodois. Now on Yontif, you're taking an 180-degree turn, and you're saying, no, we're not going to use the Megadav Lotus, we're going to go and shecht it. It's Muktzah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But obviously, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to go and shecht on Yontif. So, are you going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda only is maskim, that you can shecht only those animals which are already weak, and which the doctors say can no longer reproduce, and they can no longer work in the field? We never heard anything like that. And you can go and shecht any behemah on Yontif. How can you? It was not Muchan Li'odam before Yontif. So Omalois says Abaya Tusu Nishver, because the truth of the matter is the Behema before Yontif as well as before Shabbos is Oimedis for both purposes. It's Oimedis Lachila, Oimedis Legadel. It really depends on what the owner decides. He may decide, okay, I have Baruch Hashem other animals, this animal is Gishmak, let's go and use it for Achila. Or he may decide, no, I got time for that. Another month, another year. In the meantime, I want to be Megadel. Okay, so what happens as a result? Says the Gemara. Nishchato, if the owner decides he wants to go and shecht it, huvra, then it is a huvra limafreya, that the lechila oimedes, that he intended to go and use it for achila, and that's why on Yontif, if you go and shecht it, you're allowed to go and eat. You told me that it was muchen before Yontif, legadov lades. It was muchen for both purposes, both lechila and legadov lades. Now when I shecht it on Yontif, says the owner, I'm showing that my deep in the recesses of my mind, that's what I really intended to do on Erev Yontif, even though I didn't make any specific declaration, but that was my kavana. That's Huvra l'mafreya, that was Lachil, and that's why it's permissible. However, Loim Nishkata, if he decided not to go and shecht on Yontif, Huvra d'legadol imedes, then back of his mind was, I don't want to use this animal for shechita, I'll use other animals for shechita, or I'll be a vegan, and I'll only eat vegetables, or I'll only eat fish, or whatever it happens to be. So therefore, it goes mitam breira, says Abaya, and therefore this is weiter a good pshat l'choyre in our Mishnah, that's going alibed Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason why you can't go and eat it that day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because of hilchois mukta, it's mukta today on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, because in Shabbos and Yom Kippur, certainly it was not la'achilo imedes, it was legadlo imedes. You're not allowed to go and shecht on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Masha enken on Yontif, since you are allowed to, hover la mafreya, that's what he intended all along, to go and use it for achilas, it was never muktzah. But on Shabbos, if you were to go and shecht it, it was not hover la mafreya, that this was for shechita purposes. Quite to the contrary, he violated the Shabbos. It was intended for vlatis. So now, the only way we can therefore resurrect, so to speak, this pshat of Rabbi, that this is the Rabbi Yehuda that the Talmidim were referring to, is to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds of the inyan of Breira, and that's why Yontif you are allowed to go and shecht. But on Shabbos, of course, not only are you not allowed to shecht, but if you did shecht, it's also to eat that day, because it was Huvr Lamafreya every single Shabbos that Legadal Oimedes. Frey Tamar Valesle Rabbi Yehuda Breira. We cannot really use this pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Breira. Where do we find that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira? Ilei Menasani, is it from that famous Breisa that the Gemara brings throughout Shas a number of times? What is that Breisa? Halakiyach Yayin Ben HaKusim, a person went among the Kusim to go and buy Yayin. Now, I know everybody's why? Thinking their minds. Buy Yayin from the Kusim.
We just said Sasser.
Exactly. Who said when it was going to run in?
Private reserve.
Rabbi Beistino?
Rameir. You're thinking of Rabbi Gamliel or Beistino were asked on Shechita. But Rameir was the one that asked on Yayin.
Maybe at that time it was Ein Breira.
Ein Breira, exactly. So Rashi already asked this Kasha. Rashi in the first wide line down below, at the end of the line, of Mishnah Zu. This is a prehistoric braisa, which is talking about before they went and made that takana and that gzeira against the kusim. Mm-hmm. And you remember what was the reason why the mayor made that takana against the kusim? Because they had people that went up to Hargrizim and they saw that they were worshipping to Musyayna. But this wasn't all the way from the beginning of Masa Bereishis. This was only in subsequent years. That's why in the early years it was always a constant struggle among the Chachmi Yisrael, are the Kusim Geri Emesein or Geri Aroyesein. But eventually when they found that they were being Oyved Avodah Zarah, then Rameir said, forget about it, this old Machloikis is now obsolete, it's now history, they have a din of Oyvdei Avodah Zarah Gemur. So this is predates that. So a person is buying Yayim Ben HaKusim. Now he has a barrel of wine, Oymer, he says, I have to go and give trumais umasreis. And I cannot rely on the kusi that he gave trumas umasreis. Because even if this was a fruma kusi, he's only worried about himself. He's not worried about anybody else. Because they were not makbid on lifnei iver loisitein mechshon. Mm-hmm. So it could very well be that this kusi, when he eats and drinks from this wine, he'll make sure to go and give trumas umasreis. But to sell it to me, he could care less if I'm eating tevil, not eating tevil. That's not his problem, not his headache.
He's too cozy in his way of life.
He's too cozy in his way of life. Very good. So
this is in a way like kind of like Dumai then.
It is, but I will say in a moment why aren't we talking about Amaratzim, why are we talking about Kusim. Let's get to your question momentarily. So Lekeach Yayim Ibeina Kusim Oimer. First thing he says is Shnei Lugin Shani Osa Lahafish Hari Hein Truma. At this time, he is not able to be mafresh on the spot. Why can't he be mafresh on the spot? Lemoshel, if it was Friday night, Ben Hashemosh's time, and then we have Exeira Drabonon, he cannot allow to be mafresh, Trumais, and Maisris on Shabbos.
Mechse Ketikin Mona.
Exactly right. So therefore, that's prohibited. So what am I going to do? But I very much want to go and drink from this wine tonight, because number one, we got to make Kiddush, and number two, I'm having a lot of guests, and my sole bottle of wine that's open until now is not enough. I'm going to need more wine. So how am I going to go and serve them wine if the wine is teva? So, but I can't be mafresh. So what he can say is, Shnei Lugin Shani Asa Lahavri, Mechem Motzeh Shabbos, or Sunday, I'm going to put away 2%, because as we know, when it comes to Truma, Midrabanan, you give 1 out of 50. So Hari and Truma, that should be already Truma, not now, it should be Truma Lamafreya. Because I can't be mafresh now. I'm going to be mafresh Motzeh Shabbos, Sunday. But when I mafresh it at that time, it should already be chal and effective from now. And
then you're doing it like in Shabbos. If you do the mafreya, you do the mafreya Shabbos.
If you hold it, you work with Breira, the maisa you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but the chalois, the effectiveness, can take place on Shabbos. Because the actual hafrasha, you're going to do Motzeh Shabbos. You're going to take all the wine, and then you're going to take 2%, put it away for the koyin, 10% for the maaser, etc. That's when you're going to do it. But you're going to get credit for it based on Breira as if you're doing it now. So it's no isser. You're not violating the isser drabanan of mechse ketikin mana because you're not doing any physical. You're saying, when I do it tomorrow, it should have retroactive effect to today. So the keach yam yibena kusam oim b'shnei lugin sheni osu l'hafrish arihein truma. Asor is going to be for maaser rishon. Tisha is going to be for maaser sheni. Why only Tisha for Maser Sheni? Because we've already taken off 10%. We're down to 90. So now 10% of the remaining 90 will be 9 for Maser Sheni, which, what do I do with Maser Sheni? I have to take it to Yerushalayim. Or what I can do is, b'meichel, I can be mechalit now on the money. I'm not going to touch the money, chulila, but I'm saying I'm mechalit on the mois sheyeshli bebeisi to go and make it free from any Maser Sheni issue. Now the money will be a Maser Sheni and not the wine. V'shoi Samiani can drink it right now on Shabbos, Dibur HaMeir. Oh, a wonderful eitzah, how you're able to go and do that. Now before we continue on, we have two issues. Issue number one is, why does Igmar talk about Kusim? Isn't this a regular case of Demai, like Barry was asking a moment ago? And the answer is, as you know, by Demai, you do not have to go and give Truma. You only have to give Maisris. Why? Because although there was a Shai Legam the Amoretz, whether they were Ma'aser or not, but Kuli Alma Moida that Stam Amaratzim did give the Truma. Why did they give the Truma? Number one, because Minatoira Chita Achas by Teres, you don't even have to give 2%, you don't even have to give 1%. One Chita, you have a million Chitim, you just give one, you're Yoitze Min HaToira. Number one. And number two, because anybody that eats Truma is Misa Bidei Shemoyim. Most people, when they hear Misa involved, they want to stay away from it. I don't want to deal with that. And they immediately go and give Truma because it's so easy to give Truma. Just one chita, put it away. 1%. It's the smallest of taxes. So it's not an issue. However, there were many Amaratzim, not the Roif, because it says in the Gemara, I think it was Rabbi Yechem Nuri, Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai, that he was boited b'chol Yisrael, and he found that Roif Ami Oretz Ma'asrenheim did give Maisa. Roif. There was a miut, and we have to be choshev that miut, because apparently it was a choshev miut, not just a remeir choshev miut, because that's the law. We have a whole nesechta called Demai, that you have to go and give, not true mitzvah maisers, you have to give maisers min hadmai. However, these kusim are not amaratzim. They are, even if they are talmidei chachamim, however, they are not makbid on lefnei iver, and so therefore I'm very much afraid that they're going to sell me and you and everybody else real life tevel, which they didn't even give Truma from. That's the reason why the Brisa specifically talks about Kusim, since it's talking about giving Truma. Now, a follow-up question is, since we said Lagabi Masa Rishain, you already took off 10. Why? Because you started off 100, took off 10, you're down to 10%, and now how many do you have left? 90. From the 90, you go and 10%. Give 10%, and you give 9 for Masa Rishain.
81 left.
Okay, very good, beautiful.
10% of 100 is more than 9.
No, come on, start again. 10% of 100?
9% of 100 is more than 11.
9% of 100 is more than 11. I'm not exactly following.
It's not the original denominator, Bill. We had a Tosfos earlier that said...
Let's talk about that Tosfos in a moment. What's your question about the 9? Okay, so I'm also getting totally confused. When it comes to arithmetic, I go bananas. However, what the Gemara is saying is that you started off, put aside the Truma just for a moment. You start off with 100 bundles, 100 stalks. Now I have to go and give Meiser. So Meiser, of course, is 10%. 10% of 100 is 10 that I give to the Levi.
Right.
Now if I have 100 and I subtract 10, 100 I have left, is 90. Again, I have to give 10%. Now it's 10% from 90. And I give 9. And 9 is for the Master Sheni. That's what it says here in this
nine
price.
Bundle.
Nine bundles, nine stalks, whatever you're dealing with.
9 liters,
yeah, whatever the percentage is. So now the question, you're right, because since you're talking about yayin, probably bundles is not the appropriate term. Nine bottles, nine casks, lugin, fleuchius, exactly, very good, shkoyach. But now the question that I think Bill was thinking about, and which Barry was already answering, is even when you're talking about the maaser, the chud shouldn't be 10. It should only be 9.8, because if you're starting off with 100 and you're taking off 2, how many have left after that?
98.
And now if you take 10% of 98,
9.9 and 8 tenths.
9 and 8 tenths, exactly. So why did it say over here asara? It should only say 9.8. So there are two answers. The easy answer is we're just rounding up. We're not talking in fractions. You just want to make it easy. You're right, Avad is 9.8, 100%. And then we're going to have to start making a cheshbon after you take 9.8. And you're going to take 10% off of that, and you're going to go and take off how much?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. 998 minus 9.8. So we're going to have to take out the calculator. It's 88.8.
No, that was easy.
Okay.
Oh, come on. That was 90 and 8 tenths.
Okay, good. And now we take a
no,
nine.
No, it's eight tenths, so it's 90 and two tenths.
You see, this is why they... This
90
they,
and two
they,
tenths.
They don't teach secular subjects in yeshiva, you see?
I see.
90 and two tenths.
Anyway, let's assume you but took off your two. And now you're down to 98.
Right.
You have to take 9.8.
Take the 98
and subtract from that the 9.8.
That's what I said.
I'm sorry, so what's the answer?
That was...
That was 88.2. Let's assume it's 88.2. So how much you have to take off now?
That's not the point.
So now you have to have 8.82. So you can see it gets kind of confusing.
No,
so
then, the 9.8 from 100
was
90.2. Okay,
now we're not subtracting 9.8 from 100. We started with 100.
From 98.
You slice off two,
you're at 98.
98.
If you would have known. So now you take the 98.
The Breira, if you had known, you would have said earlier.
The Breira, right. You were on there.
Okay.
You're changing your answer, my friend.
Okay, exactly. So the answer.
I get it.
So that's why it's easy to just go and say the Mishnah, the Breira is not getting into these very, very intricate algebraic and difficult formula.
Where's Gauss's when we need them?
Okay. So therefore, that's why you said 10 and the lady can have a problem. However, Tosis and Gittin, which is what I think you were referring to, on this Breira says, Asura Masarishan. So Tosis starts, Lav Dafka Asura, the Tisha. We don't really mean 9, or start again. We don't mean 10 that you give to Master Rishan, and 9 to Master Shein. Because Heser, Shnei Lugin, the Truma Gedoyla, once you remove the two, Pashal Humeya Nechitarti. You're no longer left with 100, you're left with 98. So therefore, Lav Dafka. V'yesh b'farshim, the Eina Maisim Mismayit Mishum Truma Gedoyla. That we do not go and reduce the 100 in any way, respect or shape. Why? Kiven the chita achas by teres sakri. Since mena toira, you only have to give one chita, which is even less than 1%. Agudish. So you're talking about lemushel. You have a whole barrel of wine. This barrel of wine, 2% would add up to chweis, two bottles of wine. Instead, mena toira, all you have to do is give a chweis a revias, a mashu, a mamisha, a kleinekite. And so therefore, 99.9% is still intact. With that yesh mafoshim, the Tosis hold is that even though midrabanan, we are benefiting the kehanim by giving them not just a mashu, we're going giving them 1 out of 50, 2 out of 50, 2 out of 100, giving 2%, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. That's very nice. But it comes as an expense to someone who loses out as a result. Not only the Baalim, but also the Levim, the Levi. Because the Levi, otherwise, he would have gotten Kemat a full 10. And now you're telling me he's only going to get 9.8.
It adds up.
Avada, that's
Nishka Feilach.
Nishka
Feilach. You're the Levi. Mandy, speak up for
the Levi. Another Peshat.
Yeah.
Maisaf Rashi.
Yeah, Maisaf Rashi.
Says Truma, the Daila, Arakah, Aisa, Mamash Nishnayer, Mea Midais. From 98 that's left, let's look over. That volume 200. Umafresh asara la maizurishan. Nishtairu tishim midos mafshman tishal maizurishani.
Okay, so basically what he's saying is, if I'm understanding Mendy and the Rashi correctly, that you take the 98 and you view it as if it's a brand new 100, and of that 100, then you take 10%, and then the following, again the 10%, which will only be the 9.
A new complete.
That's how we usually understand it, but the Tosfos is saying, in fact, you keep the denominator intact.
Exactly.
And you
right.
keep it originally, the original 10, and then the 9.
Exactly. Sure. Vada.
But that's in the Hindu Arabic system.
You think Chazal didn't know this? They knew Gauss's theorem before Gauss. They knew all this stuff.
And Omer Aleph Asar, towards the bottom. See, Asar. Okay, anyway, that's Rameir. So what does Rameir hold? For our purposes, Rameir is telling us, Yesh Breira! Don't take out the Trumas and Maestras now. Just go and work it out in terms of the Cheshbonis and the calculations. And then Motu Shabbat Sunday, and then you'll actually do the Etzim Hafrashim. How does that work? It works the Mafreh. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrin. Rabbi Yehuda is a key for our purposes. Right. He holds that it's Asur. The Gemara assumes what's the reason why it's Asur. Because Ein Breira, you can't go and do this type of business
exactly.
And a Matzah Shabbos, something go retroactively. Yeah. It's just too, it's more mind-boggling than the arithmetic.
It's like you go to Starbucks and then pray, I'm going to buy you a cup of coffee and say, Shabbos, give it to me now, I'll come back and say,
very good. So that's what it sounds like. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Mafreya. I'm sorry. He doesn't hold of Bereira. And therefore, says Gemara, if he doesn't hold of Bereira, then I'm stuck once again. How can I learn this pshat? The whole pshat that I was saying, that our Mishnah goes according to, it's on Chof Hei Amid Aleph, two toises in before the bottom. See, toises towards the bottom, it says Asara. The last line of that toises says Yesh Mafarshim. If you want to have a way to try to remember it for the future, since it's Daf Chof Hei, that is Kois Varchu, that is the Kehanim, they go in Dichen, so this affects the Kehanim radically in terms of whether they get a Chitachas, whether they get 2%. And it also affects the Levian, and that's why Mendy's very concerned. Very good. Anyway, that's in the Gevedah. Exactly. So, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's awesome. And the Gemara assumes that it means that he does not hold the Breira. If he doesn't hold the Breira, then we have problems. How do we understand the two Rabbi Yehudas that Rabbi Yehuda allows for going and shechting on Yontiv and not allowing, not only not allowing to shecht on Shabbos, but anything with Geshechten and Shabbos, we're saying, you're now let it go and eat. How do those work hand in hand? So the Gemara said, it's not a problem, because if you go and shecht on Yontiv, you're showing Huvr l'mafreya l'chilo imedes. If you're not shechting, then you're showing it's legadol imedes. So that's a svara of Breira. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Breira, because you see Rabbi Yehuda oiser. Everything more, no, you're wrong. Rabbi Yehuda be'emes mitzad ikra then holds of Breira, and he holds you could do that. So what's the reason why he asers? For totally different reason. Hasam kibitani taima, omru leler meir. These three rabbis, Rabbi Yehuda, etc. Exactly.
The giants.
The great giants in Klai Yisrael. They all said to the meir, Yatamoide, don't you agree? Shema yibaka hanoid, v'nimtze shoyse tvogim lamafreya. Your cheshbin in terms of the Breira, we agree with. But what happens if there is a hurricane? What happens if there is an earthquake? Who knows what could happen? And this barrel of wine, by the time it gets Matzah Shabbos, unfortunately breaks. All of the wine pours out into the sewer, and there's no wine left. And now you want to go mimafresh on Matzah Shabbos and take 2% and 10% and 9% and 10% and 10%. You can't, there's no wine left. So that's why you cannot do it on Shabbos. If it's left, of course you can do it, but otherwise you can't. Amar Meir says, Amar Lehen Likishi Baka, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Exactly. So it's ironic that Remeir, who's the one that's Choshen L'miyuta, here he says, I'm not worried about it. If or when it happens, we'll deal with it at that time.
Choshen for a miyut of a miyut. This is so remote.
So that might be the answer, that this is considered to be a miyuta to miyuta, and that's why a miyuta is a choshen. A miyuta to that's going to yibaka. When's the last time that you heard that in the middle of Shabbos, you had a big wine barrel, and it just burst? Yeah, come on, when's the last time? So, l'choyer, that's the pshat. The only thing is, what about a katan uktana? Remeir says, m'choyer, the katan uktana, don't allow them to yibam because maybe he's going to be a soros, you're going to be eilas. And what is the percentage of that in the world? Yeah. That's l'choyer. Also, a miyuta to miyuta. Exactly. Also, a very, very, very small percentage of people are sarisim or chas v'sholom, eilas. You see, he is choyer for that miyuta to miyuta. Okay. Daphne, this is what the swara of Remeir is. You're going to tell me there's a difference between Isser and the Amin Mominis and the Gabi Chumas and Mises and the Gabi Yibin and Aroyas, and here you could wait. Okay, you could try to fashion all types of answers. Anyway, the bottom line is, says the Gemara, the teretz that we wanted to go and give, L'Choyra, that was one teretz. So we said that we're trying to bring a raya that Reb Yehuda less lay Breira. Once we prove that Rabbi Yehuda less lay Breira, we will not be able to give the teretz that we gave until now that Rav was thinking of the Rabbi Yehuda of Hilchos Mutzah. Because if Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira, then we would have a good teretz. That would be the distinction between Yontif, where you're allowed to go and eat on Yontif, even though it was Legadel from before Yontif. But the fact that he went and shechted on Yontif, you see, it's Baal HaMafreya, it's L'Achila Oimedes. So you have to go and see if Yehuda holds a Breira. So we thought until now, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. I see from this case of the wine that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold these. It's awesome. Limor said, no. Rabbi Yehuda could hold that it's yes, din of Breira, but he has the concern about Kishi Baka Hanoit. I'll bring you another Raya that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. Who's Ayoy? It says Rashi Shem Chochm.
Rav's father.
Ayoy was the father of Rav?
I believe so. Evo or Ayo?
That was Evoy, number
sorry,
one.
Sorry.
No problem. And here also the Tony Ayoy. Wait a second. Ayoy is, it looks like it's an amoyra, but that wouldn't be such a stark aray. No, but lamas it's avoy. It's okay, nothing happened. I think it's spelled with two yud, aleph yud yud veis vav. Ayoy. Ayoy, not ayoy.
Anyway, thank you. With aleph yud yud veis. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, anyway, so getting back to nothing. Everything is fine, nothing happened. Anyway, the Tony Ayah, what did Ayah learn? The following halacha from Rabbi Yehuda, now we leave Hilchas Mukta, we leave Hilchas Breira, Hilchas Trumas and Maisris, and now we go to Rabbi Yehuda, who's dealing with Hilchas Erevin on Shabbos. What's the story? Person lives in a small shtetl, oh. And he hears that a choshev Rav is coming this Shabbos to go and give a drasha, and this Yid wants to hear that drasha.
There's another direction, though.
Exactly. As Brother Shai tells us, this Yid doesn't know where the Rav is going to be for Shabbos. Is he going to be in my neighborhood? Or is he going to be in the neighborhood which is 2,000 Amos away from me? In Kushkin Holesh. Or is it going to be on the other side, which is going to be in Ketchkemet, or in Jundyush, or another town? He just doesn't know. So he makes the following decision. On Erev Shabbos, it's impossible from where he lives to walk in both directions on Shabbos because it would be beyond the Tchum. But as we know, you can make an Eruvi Tchumin to give you an extra 2,000 Amos in one direction. But if you do that, it's not a freebie. You lose on the other side. Meaning, wherever a person happens to be, when Shabbos begins, he has a right to go in 2,000 Amos in all directions.
Right.
If, however...
That's the locus.
The locus, right. But not related to the one that's part of the
radius.
Yeah, number one. And number two, it's not part of
the...
This is a
Saramakis.
It's a locus
exactly.
Of...
It's not the Saramakis type of locus, right? No.
Exactly.
Good. What happens, however, he doesn't want to walk 2,000 Amis, for instance, towards Mizrach. If the Chacham is coming to Mizrach, he wants to be able to walk 4,000 Amis because the Chacham is not going to come necessarily into his 2,000 Amis. So he wants to extend his 2,000 Amis to 4,000 Amis on the Mizrach side, which he can do by putting up an Erev, 2,000 Amis from where he is currently standing. However, what happens if it turns out that the Chacham doesn't come le Mizrach? He comes le Marav. So I want extension on the other side, 4,000 Amis, and therefore I will lose out on the Mizrach side. So, you know, what am I going to do? See, he comes up with the following wonderful idea. He's going to put down two Eruvei Techumen from Erev Shabbos, one 2,000 Amis towards the Mizrach, one 2,000 Amis towards the Marav, and then he's going to go and say, when I decide on Shabbos morning which one I'm going to go to, then it should be Chal Lemafreya that I made a wonderful Erev in either the Mizrach. I don't want both of them to be Chal, because then they would nullify, they would neutralize each one out. I want to be able to Lemafreya, be able to go and decide which way I'm going. How can you do it? I want my Erev to be the Mizrach. If the Chacham is going to come to Marav, I want the Eruvi to Marav. But not for both sides. Now, what does that mean for both sides? So the Gemara doesn't say it, but Rashi supplies the major ingredient over here. The Kanu Lekan, what happens if they're two Chachamim that are coming this Shabbos. Rabbi Smith is coming to the right side to Mizrach, and Rabbi Jones is coming to the left side to Marav, and I haven't decided yet which one I'm going to go to. Shabbos morning, I'm coming to Shul. I know there are a lot of people over there that love both Rabbi Smith and Rabbi Jones, and I'm going to find out. And in fact, I come Shabbos morning, and people tell me, oh, Rabbi Smith, last night I was there. How were you able to get there? Oh, don't you know I made an Erev LeMizrach, and it was there at Grace at Tish, and he spoke, and he sang, and it was wonderful. You have no idea. And then somebody else says, I was at Rabbi Jones on the other side of the Marav. How did you get there? I made it an Erev to Marav side. And so therefore, I heard him. It was right after davening, after Marav. Normally after Marav, everybody wants to rush home to make Kiddush. But he spoke so beautifully. Not one person left the shul and they listened to him in awe and with respect and blah, blah, blah. Also now, Shabbos morning, he's going to make a decision. Which one am I going to go to? Am I going to go to Rabbi Smith? I'm going to go to Rabbi... Says the Braisa, no, it doesn't work. Ilakan, ilakan, lie. That you cannot do. Vavin and Bon, and when we were learning the Braisa, we were saying, Maishno, ilakan, ilakan, lie. Why can't he make up his mind Shabbos morning and decide, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, whether I want to go to Rabbi Smith or go to Rabbi Jones? No, you can't do that. Why? Because they ain't Breira. You can't go and make such a Breira la Mafreya that since I'm going to make the decision on Shabbos morning, it should work retroactively to the time of Beinu Shemashos on Friday afternoon, right before night. And then he can't do something like that. Ain't so Mizrach Amar of Nami, by one Chacham, where I don't know where that Chacham is, whether he's on the right or on the left, on the Mizrach and the Marav, should say the same thing also, Ein Breira. So what's the Nafke Minna? The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's really no Kasha. Kvar Bo Chacham. What means Kvar Bo Chacham? The rabbi, that single Chacham that was coming before Shabbos, he had already reached his destination before Shkia, before Ben HaShemashas on Friday. I, who want to listen to his drasha, don't know where he ultimately arrived to, whether he got to the Mizrach side or the Marav side. But the Chacham knows where he is, and those people are in that vicinity all know the Chacham has come and has arrived before Shabbos, either Mizrach or Marav. When I wait Shabbos morning before I travel either to the Mizrach or to the Marav, I don't have to make any decisions and use my discretion. Do I want to go Mizrach? Do I want to go Marav? Do I want to go to Rabbi Smith? Do I want to go to Rabbi Jones? There's only one Chacham. All I need, says Rashi, is a Gilui Milza Ba'almai. I have to hear in shul that somebody will tell me, I know where Rabbi Smith is. How do you know? Because I was there last night and I heard him speak. I saw him in shul. Everybody greeted him warmly. Shalom Aleichem. Ah, so it's not a question of Izbar L'Mafreya. It's only a question of Gilui, meaning that Friday night at the time of the Kinyan of the Erev, I already made a full-fledged 100% decision. I am going tomorrow to Rabbi Smith, and I want the Erev to be koina in the direction where Rabbi Smith is. I don't know where he is. I'll find out. As soon as I find out, then I will know where to go. But I don't have to use any decision. All I have to have is that Gilui Milza that people tell me. That being the case, already at the time of Friday night, I already made my decision. You don't need to come on to Breira, and that's why the Erev is kite.
So Rabbi Smith effectively makes the decision for
exactly.
You.
Fine. Masha Enkin, the case when you have the two rabbis, where I have to make the decision Shabbos morning or Friday night if I can't sleep, eating, meaning, money, more, which one I'm going to go to. Oh, so you're trying to go make a decision on Shabbos. Ain't Breira. It's not going to work to make a decision later on, and it should have effect l'mafreya. Ah, so therefore, what do I see from that Breisa? I see from Ayur's Breisa that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira. If he doesn't hold of Breira, the terrors that you tried to give on the Amud Aleph and say that our Mishnah is going according to that Rabbi Yehuda of Muktzah, and how does it work? I, before Shabbos, don't we have a problem of that it was Oymid Legadel Vladois, or it was Oymid Lachila? So we said, well, it depends. If he's going to go in Shechter on Yom Tov, then it's Huvra L'Mafreya, then he meant it Lachila. If he's not going to go in Shechter, it's Huvra L'Mafreya, then who holds of this Breira? The Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. If he doesn't hold a Breira, so this Cheshbin L'Chayra doesn't work. And so therefore the Gemara throws up its hands and says, that's not that the Yehuda, that the Talmidei HaYeshiva were referring to when they said that Rav is holding in our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he said it's Osir by Bayan. So Ibn Zoy, so which Rabbi Yehuda is it? Elam Rabbi Yossi, it's the famous Rabbi Yehuda de Kalemi. Who's Rabbi Yehuda de Kalemi? Ditnan. And again, we're going to talk about Hilchis Mukta. It's a state in the Mishnah. Kola Kalem Hanitolim Bishabos, a regular normal kli that you're allowed to carry in Shabbos, like a plate, like a fork, anything that is a kli shemalachta leheter, where there's no mukta whatsoever. But unfortunately, shivrayim, it broke. It's like the case of the behemoth that became an avela. Here, the plate broke and fell on the floor. It fell into 100 pieces. Shivrayim nitolim. It does not become mukta. You're allowed to go and be metaltel the shvar. Not up to Rabbi Yehuda yet. Don't be nervous, everybody. Ubavadshu oisin me'ein malacha. However, the only time that you can use it, if they still have any type of utility. Any type of malacha. So for instance, shivrei areva. Areva is usually a kneading trough, a large basin. I cannot use it anymore for a basin because Nebuchadnezzar broke. But I can use lechasib ben pichovius. I can take one or two of these pieces and I can use it to go and cover over a bottle. Very often at the end of a meal, people looking, hey, where's the bottle screw cover, this right. Yeah, that you screw on. I can't find it. No, so what am I going to put on top of it? Oh, I have a shivrei areva. I can go and put on top of it to go and keep it covered so I don't have a problem of gilui, for instance. Oh, so since it still has utility, it's not mukta. Shivrei zchuchis, what happens if it was glass that broke? Oh, yeah, yeah. L'chasib ben piyapach, but I can still go and cover it for a tzloichis, for a jug of some sort. If it works, it is not mukta. However, if these are so small, or if they don't have that type of shape that you can use to thank you for going and covering a gavi sapach, it's not a mukta. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer says it's not enough that you can do a malacha, it's got to be me'ein malachton. The original malacha, obviously not on the same scale, but if you can do a bisala, what's the bisala? Shivri areva, that's from the kneading trough that we spoke about before. Can't use it to go and cover over a chavius or a, that's not me'ein malachton. Me'ein malachton means lotzuk letoichen makve. Makve means to go and pour into it like a farina, like a chulant or something like that. Or a porridge, which is not the same as a dough, which you put in a reva, but it's me'ein malachta, like oatmeal, otazai. So especially if you like to go and eat oat bread or oat chalas or whatever. So anyway, you use this areva for oats, and now you're using it for oatmeal. So since it's me'ein malachta and it's similar, then it's not mukta. Shivrei schuchis, lotzik letoichon shemen. If it's large enough and it has the right shape, that although it's no longer that big jug, that big bottle that you had before, but at least it's small enough, at least it's round enough that I can still put some shemen in. So it's me'ein malach. So Zokti Mar, what do I see from the Rebbe Yehuda? Me'ein malach in me'ein malach acheres loy. But if you can only use it for another malach like the Tanakama, that's not enough. It's mukta, you cannot touch it, use it, be metalted on chops. Alma kim and the loy ischen me'esma, since it wasn't muchen for that particular malach. It's also to be metalted, it's mukta. Since you didn't prepare this animal from esmo to go and shecht on Shabbos, and even if you had a machshava to go and shecht on Shabbos, which Barry asked before, that's the chayyah, that machshava is not a halachically valid legal machshava, so therefore just dispense with that machshava. So it's not muchem yesmol, that's why it's aser. Oh, so that's why it says in our Mishnah, says Rav, even though it says in the Mishnah, shchitosik sheira, but not on Shabbos, because on Shabbos it's mukta. Why is it mukta? Because it wasn't muchem yesmol to go and shecht now on Shabbos. Oh, so that's the chayyah that Rabbi Yehuda, that the Talmidim were pointing to and said, that's the Rabbi Yehuda that Rav is relying on, in explaining our Mishnah and saying that it's Osir Boy Bayat. So Timur Omele Abaye, just like Abaye challenged that first pshat, that first Rebuta, Abaye challenges this Rebuta. Me Dami, how can you compare? Hasami Kara Kli Vahashta Shever Kli Vahavale
Nola.
Nola. That was the word that you used back on the Omer Aleph, I got in the veil. He said that animal is Noila, and here too, you had it so far, a nice, beautiful Kli, you bought it at Tiffany's for $500. Oh, very nice and beautiful. Everybody was admiring it. Blah, 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 blah. And Nebuchadnezzar fell down. Masha Shevakli, it's Tibrach. Probably know this, so it's a brand new situation. So that's why it's awesome. That's a classic mukta, that until now it was X and now it's Y. That's why it's mukta.
That's why.
That's why. Before it was oichel, in other words, it was an animal which was full of all of this red meat, all delicious stuff, so is oichel. Flipsoif, now it's also oichel. The only difference is that now it's uchle di ifrisu. Oichel di ifris means that oichel that you can break off of the original oichel. The Eivim Menachai, you couldn't break anything off because you broke it off, it would be awesome. It would be Eivim Menachai. Here, after the Shechita, you can now break off limbs and go and eat from them. So it's not a real noilin. Yeah, that's obviously a change, no question. But it's not that major change from a healthy kli to a tzabrochen kli. Here you had good meat before and you have good meat afterwards. And therefore, says Yimar, maybe you cannot bring a rai from that, Rabbi Yehuda. Moreover, v'shamin le Rabbi Yehuda di amar oichel di ifas shaber dami. In fact, we find elsewhere that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you had an oichel, and all that has changed is that a piece of it is broken off, that's not called noilad. It's the same oichel as before, just it's in pieces. Where do we find that oichel di ifas shaber dami? Not yet another Mishnah. See how gishmak our daf is today? We're covering kamat half of Shas, going from issue to issue and from halacha to halacha. Now we're talking about schitas peiros. Tetnan, ein tzichlis of peiros. On Shabbos or on Yontif Eiselnish. But Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and squeeze out peiros because that's an av malacha, says Rashi. Schitas av malacha, I believe it's what we call dash. Right. Ein tzichlis of peiros. Lahoitzi mehen mashkin. You have, for instance, an orange, and you want to kvetch it on Shabbos to get out some orange juice. Ein sochten, you're not allowed to do that. Ein sochten, paste like
lemon for a salad. Can
it, it's a lemon that depends on
it. Salad,
yeah.
Lemon.
What's it, I'm sorry? Yeah, lemon is because you put it into the oichel. In fact, to go and squeeze into a dish, you're not allowed to. But you're allowed to go and squeeze it into the sugar right. Or into the food item. Anyway, for contemporary halachic shayla, speak to a contemporary, competent, orthodox rabbi. But anyway, you don't know anybody. Well, I can show you a couple. But getting back to our Mishnah now, ain't soft in the superior, it's like in Mashkin, you're not allowed to go and take your orange and squeeze
it out.
The
same person.
Then Yotsu may atzman. However, what happens if it oozed on its own? Says the Tanakama Asun. It's awesome. Why taka is it usher? Says Rashi, because it's a gzeira. What's a gzeira?
You might come to squeeze it.
You might come to squeeze it.
You're going. Great, orange juice is great. I want more. You'll forget it. Shabbos.
No, you put it on a, and you drop a stone on the whole thing.
And you're going to go and squeeze it. So therefore, it's usher. The Yehuda says it depends. Why did you buy these pears? Imli oichlin hayoytz mihen mutter. From the mashkin hayoytz mihen usher. Oichlin means, as you know, for instance, in the orange. Sure. Department, you can go and get eating oranges, like navel oranges, and you get juice oranges. So what's the reason why he bought the orange? Did he buy in the Oichlin to eat it? So even though it got somehow or other, the peel around it got split, and now it's oozing out right. Some juice, but he's not going to go on a drink from it. I bought it to eat.
But in a submarine, he can eat the navel orange.
If he bought the oranges as eating oranges, not for juice oranges, even though it oozes, it's mutter, because I'm not goizer that he's going to come and squeeze it. I don't want to squeeze it. If anything, I want to paste it back together with super glue that it shouldn't ooze anymore. The emle mashkin, however, if I bought juice oranges for juice, then I have to talk and be noivis that he's going to come to go and squeeze it, like the Tanakhama said. It's so good. Why should I wait until after Shabbos? Let's have it now. Oh, you make Shabbos, look at Shabbos. Ah. So what do we want to bring from that? I want to bring a raya from this, that uchla the ifris means oichel that has separated itself on Shabbos from its earlier status, or its earlier stage, is mutter. Oh, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Imli oichlin, if you're talking about these were eating oranges, even though now you have uchla the ifris, meaning you have the juice that has oozed from these oranges, it's mutter. Yeah, but it's different. Before it was a whole orange, and now it's like a shever kli. It's like a broken orange, and you have the oozing of this juice. Doesn't matter. Since before it was oichel, and now it's oichel, even though it's oichel that's separated from the other oichel, it's mutter. Ah, so therefore, maybe that's what we are referring to when we said that Abaye says you cannot compare our case to the case of the Kalim. The case of the Kalim, the reason why it becomes Muktzah on Shabbos, because before it was a Kli, and now it's a Shever Kli. But don't say that Legabe, a food, Legabe, Lemushel, Lebehema. Behema before Shabbos was an Oichel, and now it's also Oichel. It's just a Oichel that you can separate into pieces by the fact that you shechted it. So therefore, you have no riot. And where are you going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda makes that distinction? Because I see Rabbi Yehuda holds that Oichel the Ifras Shaper Dami. So therefore, in our Mishnah, you should also hold Shaper Dami if your whole Rabbi Yehuda is based on that Rabbi Yehuda of Kalim. So if you want to love it, my Lord, don't you remember? Omer Rav Yehuda, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was a Tana, Rabbi Yehuda is an Amoira. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Moira Yer Rabbi Yehuda Lechachomim, Besali Zeisim Vanovim. What is Sali Zesim Anovim? What happens? He has a basket full of Zesim, of olives, or of grapes. This individual bought the Sal of Zesim Vanovim for Oichel, to be able to go and eat. However, a lot of the world out there, perhaps the majority, buys the Sali Zesim Anovim for the juice, for the olive oil or the olive juice that oozes from it, and the anovim for the grape juice or the wine that comes from it. Then Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chum that even though I personally bought these zeisim v'anovim for purposes of oichlin to eat it,
but
and therefore,
exactly,
I don't go based on my subjective understanding, I go back on an objective standard, and the Rav Oilam buys the zeisim v'anovim for purposes of squeezing and juicing and not for purposes of eating. So what do I see from this? Alma kivin de l'skita kaimi, since in the eyes and the minds of the world, these zeisim anovim were intended eventually to do skita, yoev date. So he gave his mind on that, and he might come to go and squeeze out something else. Hachanami kivin l'skita kaima, yoev date. since these animals are lishchita kaimin, not now, but at some time in the future, Yoav Daita, he has his mind on it, and therefore, since he has his mind on it, we should say that we can use it after all. Why? Because it's not muktzah, that's what he had in mind from before. So Timura, you're trying to justify that this Rabbi Yehuda therefore can shtim with Rav, and that was what Rav was referring to in our Mishnah. Midiu taima el Rav, ha'omer Rav cholaka Rabbi Yehuda, afil besali zeis v'anovim. Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, disagrees, even in the case, not like we just said, moid Rabbi Yehuda l'chacham, that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Acham, even in the case of Zeis v'anovim. And what does he hold? That if it happens to be a ma'achol, Hayoytze mehen is mutter, because it's uchla di ifrisu. If it's uchla di ifrisu, he should hold the same thing in our Mishnah, that it's uchla di ifris. Why would you say that according to Yehuda, you're not allowed to go and eat if it was geshochten on Shabbos? You're telling me it wasn't muchen from before Shabbos. Before Shabbos was an uchel, now it's also uchel. Yeah, it's split up in the sense that it's geshochten, and now you can go and cut into pieces. But it's no different than Seis Vazal. No, sorry.
The difference is one that's squeezed naturally, the other one,
Maaseh Shechita.
No, 100%. But we're referring back to this from Yehuda that says that if it was le'oichlin, for instance, it was an eating orange, and it oozed on its own. I didn't squeeze it. It oozed on its own, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. Why do we say that it's mutter? Because of the fact that it was an oichel before, and it's oichel now. Only in the case of the mashkin is a special gzeira, he might come to go and squeeze it. But if it was oichlin, it was oichel now, it's oichel before, therefore there's no din of muktzah, and you're allowed to go and drink from that oozing on Shabbos. So I see by uchle d'ifris, it's mutter. So then in our Mishnah, if it's going to Kuntra Yehuda, it should also mean mutter, because before it was oichel, and now it's also oichel. So the Choyra Vaiter, a Mishnah cannot go according to that Rabbi Yehuda either. El Omer of Sheishas, I found a new Rabbi Yehuda. El Omer of Sheishas, great Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Deneirosi. Who is Rabbi Yehuda Deneiros? The Sanya. We go back to Masech to Shabbos. Metaltlin Ner Chodosh Avalo Yoshon. It's now Shabbos. Am I allowed to go and move from the table or from the vitrine or from the bookcase a Ner? Ner meaning the candelabra, the lamp, right? We're not talking about the actual lit lamp. We're talking about a lamp that was not lit, like a candelabra that you use for purposes of lighting candles, but this one was not lit. It's a brand new ner, says the Bryce. It says, Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to be metaltel that on Shabbos. Avalo yoshin, but not an old one. Old one, not that you used it to Shabbos, you used it last Shabbos. Three Shabbos
and it's oil, it's news.
Oh, and do you use oil or candles in your candelabra? How come it doesn't get mius every single show?
I use tinfoil liners.
That's one reason. Another reason, says Rashi, because we're talking about that the nair is a kli cheres.
Right.
It was not beautiful, nice silver that you got from your shviga when you got married, or from a friend, or from family, or whatever that you bought yourself. It was made out of cheres. Cheres means pottery or earthenware. Once you go and light that once or twice, the Gemara is going to say it becomes muktzah machmas mius. People look at it and say, yes. Even without touching it, just looking at it, it looks so slimy and greasy. Okay, don't overdo it. So what's the din? Say the metal b'nei chodesh you're allowed to, but not yoshin, the reviewed. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Because since I had no intention of having anything to do with that kli cheres, it became muktzah. Well, I had no intention of going and shechting this animal and eating it on Shabbos. Unfortunately, I shechted it. We're going to talk about tomorrow with us, the mezid of the shogeg, but lemaise who was geshochten on Shabbos. So then it's like this situation of the Ner Yoshen that says Rabbi Yehuda, it's also betiltel, so it's also metaltel the meat of this behemoth that was geshochten, and that's why Rav says asura b'achila liyoyma today on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and eat it because of that Rabbi Yehuda.
Freight if you tomorrow. Have a refrigerator, you can. It looks nice.
So that's exactly what Igmar is going to answer now. Or end what you're saying. Aim at the Shabbos later, Rabbi Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yehuda say it's also the Taltel, the Shabbos, Muktzah Machmas Smir? Because, hey, it's Smir. Muktzah Machmas Isser, Mi Shabbos Lay. Here, the Muktzah is not because of Machmas Smir, it's Muktzah Machmas Isser. What means Machmas Isser? You had no business going and shechting an animal on Shabbos, and so therefore don't even touch that animal the whole Shabbos because of the possible Isser that might arise. So those are two separate muktzahs. And therefore, maybe Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds Muktzimachmas Mias, Amrina. Maybe he doesn't hold a Muktzimachmas Isser, and maybe he would hold that you're allowed to go and be metaltalet on Shabbos, and therefore you'd have no raya from that Rabbi Yehuda to our Mishnah.
Oh boy.
Muktzimachmas Isser Mishamis Lay. And in fact, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda does hold the dinner Muktzimachmas Isser. Where did not? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, top of the Yomit, called Neir Shel Matchis. Now we're not talking about Cheres, now we're talking about Matchis. Made out of silver, or tin, or aluminum, or metal, whatever, any type of metal. Metaltel, you're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. Chutz min aner shedlika by boys of Shabbos, except for the one that you use that Friday night. If you use the candelabra Friday night, that becomes osir. Why is it osir? Because it's muktzeh machmas iser, and migud diskatzoy leben ishmoshes. When Shabbos began, it was muktzeh.
Before you lit it on Shabbos, didn't bring in Shabbos.
It was lit before Shabbos, exactly. So therefore it became osir. Say, for you cannot be metaltel the entire Shabbos.
Why did it become osir? Because it was lit?
Because you lit it that night.
Your wife, Shabbos entered.
At the time of the Lukas Neiris, your wife lit the candles. From that point on, those candles that she lit are now osir for the rest of Shabbos. If you're telling me, sometimes you're in the middle of the table and you have orchim, you want to be able to remove it, those are very serious shailas. Depends whether muktzeh machmas iser mimachmas gufoy or machmas makoymoy, whether you're allowed to go move it or not. I would recommend if you have that issue, speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi.
If I let me know,
we'll find another location.
So that's whether it's lit or the candles.
If you lit these candles this Shabbos, then you're not allowed to move that candelabra the entire Shabbos, not exactly. Friday night and not Shabbos morning. Many people therefore don't put it on the Shabbos table, they put it on another table next to it. So then that's why then you don't have a problem, because then Shabbos you can take off your plastic or your tablecloth or whatever. Chas v'sholem. But whatever you're using on top of your table, it doesn't interfere with the candles, because the candles are over there. But if the candles are on the table, that becomes a serious issue. That's what if people have a long table, they put it on one end, and they make sure that the tablecloth ends right before that, so that if they want to switch it to the next morning, they can switch it because it doesn't touch that candle.
Just find another spot.
Just find another spot, yeah, okay. Anyway, getting back to arguments. If you didn't light them the Shabbos, no problem. So what do I see from this? That in fact, Rabbi Yehuda does subscribe to the inyan of Muktzeh Machmas Isser. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Yehuda could be the Tana of our Mishnah. That's why Rav said it's osir that day. However, Matzah Shabbos, why is it osir that day? Because it's muktzah. Why is it muktzah? Because it was muktzah from before Shabbos. Because it was an animal which was not going to go and eat that Shabbos. Yeah, but it's not muktzah machmas mias. It doesn't have to be muktzah machmas mias. It's muktzah machmas isser. What's the muktzah machmas isser? Like we just said now, that you're not allowed to go and shecht it on Shabbos, even though he shechted it. Well, that's why he became muktzah. So the choyra, now I found my Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch Hashem. Says you more know? You know how this became muktzah? You caused it to be muktzah by going and lighting it from before Shabbos. Mashenkin, vis-a-vis the behema, you didn't do anything. The behema is memela nidche. And therefore, perhaps, if the person went and shechted on Shabbos, maybe I wouldn't say that he was maktzah, because he wasn't maktzah biyadayim. It was just inherently and intrinsically muktzah. So therefore, that type of muktzah, if you went to Shechtel and Shabbos, maybe you would be able to eat it after all. I don't have a raya. And therefore, says the Gemara, I taka don't know which Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Maravashi, to be continued tomorrow, that's Rabbi Yehuda, the Mavashal, he. Yet Hashem will learn that tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zag Yemen, Zag Kizim, Tatzlacher.